The late NBC newsman Tim Russert was passionately devoted to another team that was often frustrated. He followed the Buffalo Bills, the pro football team in the city where he grew up. Russert will be remembered today at a funeral service in Washington. Amid his many interviews with politicians, Tim Russert also paused to interview a fellow man from Buffalo. He did it for StoryCorps, our project that captures the stories of everyday Americans. In this case, the interview subject was James T. Malloy, once doorkeeper of the U.S. House of Representatives, and before that, a resident of Russert's home city.
Jimmy, tell me how it all started.
Well, I thought everybody's father was a policeman or fireman.
What was your dad?
My father was a fireman. Worked in the same firehouse for 37 years, down in what they call the old First Ward, the Irish neighborhood near the waterfront, truck 8, engine 8.
Did your dad have a second job occasionally?
Oh, yeah, many second jobs. There weren't many people who had one job.
We called it the second front.
The second front, you got it.
Now, when your dad was off working, he probably couldn't go to some of the events at school and some other things.
Very true, yeah. I went to a local high school out in South Buffalo. I was playing ball one day over at Kaz Park. And I looked up, and there was the hook and ladder, truck 8, which my father was a very driver.
And it just happened.
Just happened to be at Kaz Park where the ball diamond was. You know, and you grew up in that same atmosphere, so you understand it, mm-hmm. You know.
So you came to Washington, and you're the doorkeeper of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
What was it like the first time you walked down that aisle and said, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States?
The first one was President Gerry Ford. You know, I was perspiring and everything. I mean, I was only in the job a short period of time, about 3-4 weeks.
What did your mom and dad say when they saw their son?
My father never made a big deal of anything. But my mother was, she just loved it. She could get any conversation turned to that, you know.
Well, we had at NBC, Tom Brokaw would be anchoring. And I would send Tom little notes. I'd say, okay, Jimmy's about to introduce the President of the United States. Let's lay it on tonight. And Tom would say, you're about to hear the voice James T. Malloy, the proud son of Catherine Malloy of, was it 106 Bloomfield?
Well, you got it.
106
good,
Bloomfield. And finally, the last time, with your last hurrah, he said, we're about to hear the voice of James T. Malloy. An extraordinary man, a gifted firefighter, a man who studied the law. I would say in every sense of the word, a true Renaissance man.
Well, when all this would go on, you know, it played in all the local saloons in South Buffalo, and all the firehouses, and they would be watching this thing. One fireman turned to the other, he said, what did he call him? And he said he called him a reservoir man or something. So they later found out after looking it up that it was kind of a compliment, you know.
It was indeed. Now, you left the doorkeeper's position when?
'94.
When Newt Gingrich, the Republican.
When Newt Gingrich, they abolished the doorkeeper. My last official act was to introduce Newt Gingrich as the speaker. And then I raced down, filed my papers.
So you retired?
I retired, yeah.
Before we go, the best way I ever described you, James T. Malloy, was a good man who knew everybody and was always proud of taking care of his own.
Well, I'll accept that. I like that. Again, you always look back to where I started from, you know. And Washington is a great place.
But it's no South Buffalo.
No, it's no South Buffalo.
Amen.
Thank you.
James T. Malloy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
Mr. Malloy spoke with the late Tim Russert for our StoryCorps project. And next month, StoryCorps will be conducting interviews in Buffalo, New York.